The location for the signing was Canadian rockabilly singer Ronnie Hawkins's rustic farmhouse outside Toronto. John and Yoko were hiding out there waiting for news of the meeting with Trudeau. The lithographs, which had been shipped to New York, were driven to Toronto by truck. They were held up at the border for 24 hours while officials impounded them as possibly obscene until the publisher's lawyers managed to prove that they were original fine arts prints. They finally arrived in the middle of a snowstorm and were stacked up in the living room. It was a surreal sight to see the piles of lithographs almost reaching the ceiling. I wondered whether John would have second thoughts at having to sign everyone, but he seemed happy and joked about it. Ed Newman flew in to supervise the signing. When the time came, John set to work, and with the help of Ed and myself, the signing progressed at quite a speed. John methodically scrawled his name over and over again, while we made a kind of human conveyor belt, lifting each lithograph and passing it down the line to its allotted space. This was accomplished with the help of endless cups of tea, many joints, and occasional entertainment from Ronnie, who played us his new album of rock and roll songs. John enjoyed the entire 2 days' work, and in between signing bouts, we all rode ski-doos and amphicats at high speed around the snow-covered fields. Pages 164, 173 of the John Lennon biography, One Day at Time, copyright, 1976 by Anthony Fawcett.